November 17th called Casino Royale, the new James Bond movie. I understand from my sources tell me that the new Bond film is actually 2 hours and 20 minutes long, 144 minutes, and apparently this guy Daniel Craig is supposed to be outstanding. New music, new theme, it traces Bond's history, so look for it to be a huge hit, Casino Royale. By the way, I saw Borat, and it's a funny movie. It plays off against stereotypes. Sasha Cohen is very good as the Borat. It shows this guy from Kazakhstan or wherever he is coming to America and trying to meet American people, and it's funny. It's not the funniest movie of all time. There are some very questionable racial jokes there that really, I think, go over the limit. But there's enough comedy in there to recommend Borat. But obviously, it's for young people. A lot of people will be offended by the humor. He makes fun of religious minorities, gays, gypsies, women. So there's some very questionable content in the movie. But if you like comedy, you might find Borat amusing. That's our show for today. Robert Waldman for CITR FM 101.9. I hope you liked our show. And I want to remind everybody that my friend Daryl Wiener on Wiener's Barbecue is coming up soon. See you soon.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
You are proudly listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am Philip DeRoche, your host, and you're now listening to Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job. You know, you've heard this expression before. Some people say, I love doing something so much, I'd do it for free. Well, on this show, we have a completely different view. We say that if you love doing something so much, you must only earn a living doing it. And so your job is to begin to look around in your life and discover what it is you love to do and earn a living doing it. Those stories that you can't make money doing what you love, or if it's a hobby, then you don't, if you turn a hobby into a job, you're going to lose an interest in the hobby. Well, I don't know what you'd prefer. If you would prefer to have a hobby and be poor, or do your hobby, maybe like it a bit less, but still love it and be rich. So it's your choice. You can choose where you want to go. Let me tell you, the next 30 minutes is going to be a fun ride. So hold on. Here we go. Now first, last week we had a wonderful conversation with Mark Jackson. He's a student at the Sauder School of Business, a business faculty for the University of British Columbia. And what we talked about was finding work in any new city in North America. The conversation was focused on how you could book interviews with companies in a new city before even going. You know, you're spending all this time and planning to go to a new city. Well, imagine you could do all this planning and plan an entire itinerary of meeting companies. In fact, more importantly than meeting companies, meeting decision makers. And it was a brilliant conversation around the subject of developing a career in a new city. And there might be a city that interests you, but you might have said to yourself, well, how do I go about finding work in the new city? Is it the same? The strategies we discuss are applicable to all major cities in North America. It was a hot show. So if you missed it, the very first show was put onto podcasting last week. What do I mean by that? That means that last week's show was the first Career Fast Track show that has been put on our CITR website that you can now listen to a prior show. So, to make this very simple, when you go to the website, citr.ca, there is a big word that says podcasts. When you press on that button, you will see all previous Career Fast Track shows. When you click on that show, you can then listen to it. That's right. For the very first time with Career Fast Track, you can now listen to shows that have already passed. You can go back in time. Oh, only at CITR.ca. Well, many places do it, but we're so excited to have this offering to you because we're developing and we're growing and we're doing what we can to support you. And this is, by the way, an initiative that we did in listening to you. You needed and wanted these shows. Now you can listen to them in the comfort of your home anytime you want. Put them on your computer, put them on your iPod, no problem. So wonderful. So make a note of that. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I could not be more excited to talk to you. Today's subject, I love it. I got so excited. In fact, I was preparing for the show and I had a completely other show prepared. I was working on it and I was totally not inspired. And I said, well, if I'm not inspired, you're not going to be inspired. And so I came up with a brilliant idea. It hit me like lightning. And I've been thinking about it and planning the show over the past several days and days. I just wanted to make sure it was so concise and precise and exactly what you wanted to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going job search James Bond style. That's right. We are going to be applying James Bond's style to how to find your dream job. It will leave you breathless. We have such good information to cover, I want to jump right into it. But first, a warning. I will be referring to the movie. That's the most recent James Bond movie that just came out. If you haven't seen it, and you hear me talk about it, and you don't like to hear about a movie you want to see before seeing it, do not listen to this show. You know, I think this is the first time I've ever said, don't listen to the show. Wait, see the movie, then go and listen to this show on podcast. That you can do. If you feel totally compelled to listen to it now because you can't wait, because you know the information on this show is going to be so amazing and pertinent, and come on, James Bond, how could you go wrong? Then listen to it. Enjoy it. And even more powerfully, when you look at the and watch the movie, you'll not only be able to watch it as a passive viewer, you're now going to be able to watch it as a dream job seeker, which is really hot. You can get much more out of the movie. So why not? If you want to do that, go ahead. Now for what you've been waiting for. We are going to look at four techniques that James Bond uses so brilliantly that can be applied to your career. Even better, I'm going to make the link between what James Bond did in the movie and what you can do to apply that to your career. Are you ready to go? I see some nodding heads. You are highly motivated. So am I. Good. Let's get going. The first thing I wanted to touch upon was a scene in the movie, actually. A great movie, by the way. If you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. It was just, I don't know, something about it was just really good. So the first thing was, it was a scene where James Bond was starting off the movie and he was pursuing a bad guy. And he discovered some very important information that he needed to find the big bad guy. So he was pursuing a small bad guy to find out more information about a bigger bad guy. You know how it works, right? You talk to a little guy, give me more information, the big guy. Well, during that sequence, he actually blew up a few things and went to the embassy and he did some pretty bad things and his picture was taken. For an undercover agent, that's not the best thing in the world, right? So he suddenly was in a face-to-face situation with his boss in the movie, and his boss said, are you an idiot? What the heck are you thinking you're doing? You've totally blown your cover. What were you thinking? You know, there's a camera right on him. James Bond just sat there, said nothing. Absolutely nothing. And what, as an audience member, I was saying to myself, well, James, why don't you tell her you found out that amazing information about that guy, you know, the big dealer? But he said absolutely nothing. He got up and he left. What did he do? He flew to pursue that big bad person, and he got into action. He immediately got into action. And before you know it, in the movie, his boss started tracking him and discovered that, in fact, he was on this hot lead, and she was so impressed by his action that she rehired him because she had fired him based on what he did. But instead of explaining or justifying, he just got into action and produced some of such good leads after that that she decided to hire him back. So the moral of what I'm saying right now is get into action. There's a saying I always say when it comes to your job search. It says that if you focus on results and you don't get them, you feel discouraged. But if you focus on action, the results are automatic. And the action I'm talking about are those key steps or actions that you're going to take to make sure that your career goes to the next level. You might say to yourself, well, what action are you specifically talking about? Every show, I like to implement a practical component of how to find your dream job. And for example, one of the subjects I talk about often is follow-up. 30% of your success in landing your dream job is directly related to follow-up. And I talk about strategies to how to follow up. Like, perfect example, when you leave a voicemail, often not advisable. However, when you have systems develop on this show, you can produce some amazing results. When you say at the end, thank you for returning my call, your success rate goes, listen to this, from 1 out of 50 people calling you back to better than 1 out of 10, which is unprecedented simply because you use those words. And so those are the action things that I am talking about here. Get into action. Do not focus on the results or how many interviews you got or how many people you've met. Don't worry about it. Just focus on the actions and continue to listen to the show to find out more information about it. Because we're always talking about action. It always has to be about action. That was the first thing I want to talk about. The second was, I love this scene in the movie where James Bond meets this, of course, beautiful woman, right? And he's just totally enraptured, right? He's totally forgot his job. Here's this brilliant spy and he's totally relaxed thinking about her. And he woos her to get in his car. You know, only James Bond could do that. And that thing a little outside of the context of the show, but nevertheless, a very interesting subject. And he says, in the end, he says, I'd like to take you back to my place. And she says, oh, she, you know, considers, I don't know. And he says a few other things. Watch the movie to find out how to do that. And finally, she says, yes. So before walking into his car, though, she says, well, where do you live? And he says, oh, I live really close. I'm staying really close because, by the way, they're on Bahamas now. They're in the Bahamas and gorgeous weather and everything. And they're at this gorgeous hotel. And he says, well, I live really close. So she gets in the car and he spins out, drives off really fast, like really hot James Bond style. And he's zigzagging through the parking lot and he looks like he's going somewhere really fast. And he basically drives in a circle and he goes right back to where he left off. And he stops and she looks at him and he looks at her and he's got this big smile on his face and she starts to laugh and realize that, in fact, he's staying at the very hotel in which they were at. So why I brought that up is so important. Sense of humor. You know, you got to have a sense of humor. I was talking with there's the big four accounting firms and one of the big feedbacks I got from them, the decision makers, was it's so often we have people come into our interviews and when they network with us, they're not personable. They're very structured and programmed. And that, you know, they really don't want that. They really don't want you to be structured and memorized. And some of you have that tendency to memorize. And the trick in memorizing is that if you memorize so much, it actually becomes natural for you to speak. That's the key. But if you don't memorize enough, and you prepare a lot, but not enough, then you sound very scripted and memorized, like you're memorizing. So the trick is this. You either prepare so much that you're natural, you've gone beyond the awkward period of preparation, or you prepare very little, but focus on your personality and let your personality come through. You know, when I work with people, I often see that. I just, you know, one person doesn't prepare at all, gets the job, and another person prepares for, you know, such a long period of time, they don't get it, and they wonder why. Well, it's because they come across as cold. So James Bond knows the value of having a sense of humor. And if it works for him, I'm confident it will work for you. In fact, employers now are requesting this. It's one of the most important ways to distinguish yourself. You know, if thousands of people apply for the position, then you... the only way you can stand out is by making a personal connection with a person. And the only way you can build a personal connection is to build a relationship. And the only way you can build a relationship is by showing your personality. And the only way you can show your personality is by being honest and by being... And if you have a sense of humor, show it. Now, if you don't have a sense of humor, then don't try to be funny. The idea here is most people, when they're most natural, they have a sense of humor. So if you are comfortable enough to demonstrate your humor, then go for it. If not, just be aware, focus on being yourself. Now, a little trick. Picture in your mind there's a gas gauge, but on the left-hand side, it means you're being structured or scripted, and on the right-hand side, it says you're being yourself. So whenever you're in a conversation, gauge yourself. Picture the gas gauge. Am I being real right now, or am I being fake? So picture yourself, and if you want to be more real, then just see the gas gauge going more to the right. That's a little visualization technique that I find really, really works, so try that out. James Bond was a very wealthy gentleman, and he had lots of money. In fact, I'm going to be talking about after the break, because we're about to go on a break, about how he was able to raise, you know, all this money very quickly. But before we go on break, I want you to be aware that James Bond has a lot of money. And I want you to be aware that CITR is not as wealthy as James Bond. And so what we're doing right now is we're in the middle of a process of a fundraise drive. And it's so exciting to be in a position to ask you for your support. And this is what I'm doing right now. But it would, if I just told you what I said I want, if I just told you I wanted money, then you'd say, well, what's it for? So what I want to do now is educate you a bit on why we're doing this fund drive. And there's a couple things I'm going to mention, one now and one later on in the show. And it's very exciting because as you hear about this, it's interesting to hear what goes on behind the scenes. So you may or may not know this, but CITR on-air studio was last upgraded 10 years ago. You know, we need to replace our consoles, buy new headsets, and new turntables. You know, you may or may not know this, but broadcast equipment is costly and expensive to maintain. And it's amazing, but 120 DJs with varying needs use the Air Studio right now. That's right, 120 people use that on-air studio. So there is such a need for your support. And I'm asking for it. We're asking for it. We're excited. And let me tell you, we're raising some very good money, and it is going to go to some very good use. But we need more. Help us renovate our on-air studio. To do this, call 604-822-8648. Or if that line is busy because we're receiving several calls, go to 604-822-1242. Or visit us online. It is secure to make your donation online at citr.ca/donate.php. So just go to donate. The benefit to you in donating is that you get to contribute to a station that has been hopefully contributing a lot to you. And we also have some nice prizes too. Some nice little incentive that never hurt anyone either. Good. Back after the break as we continue to talk about job search techniques, James Bond style.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take one.
CITR's very first funding drive takes off on November 10th to the 24th. And, what the hell?
I think the turntable's broken. Let's try again with the CD player.
Sure.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take two.
CITR 101.9 FM presents its very first fun drive. It takes off on November 10th to the 20th. Mike, what the hell? I think the CD player just blew up.
Yeah, those old CD players will do that. Do you want to try another take with human beatboxing?
I guess.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take three.
From November 10th to the 24th, CITR 101.9 FM is embarking on its first funding drive. This is an opportunity for you, the listener, to help make CITR even better. Your donations will help us buy new equipment, make CITR more accessible online and on the FM dial, and generally increase CITR's awesomeness. After all, do you really want to hear any more PSAs that sound like this? God, stop!
Oh, okay. For more information, visit CITR.ca. I got a job.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and you're glued to your radio or computer, listening to Career Fast Track, where we are educating and inspiring you to land your dream job. Now, before the break, I was talking about James Bond, and I had seen the movie, and I started to realize and see some parallels between the way James Bond was being in the movie and how you could be in your job search. And the more successful or the more you apply James Bond's style in your life, you will be successful in your job search. More importantly, your dream job search. The reason I know this is because I've been doing this long enough that I could see in his technique that his dealings with negotiating money, how he would negotiate with women, how he would build partnerships, meet new people in strange places, all these skills that he applies in his movie, more importantly, the most recent one, that can directly be used by you. And that's the most exciting part of all. So before the break, I talked about getting into action. I also talked about the sense of humor. Now, the next one, this is a doozy. A wonderful scene. Beautiful woman in the shower, actually. She was wearing something, though. It was okay. But gorgeous, wonderful woman. She's doing her makeup, and James comes into the washroom with a gorgeous dress, and he hangs it up on the wall. And she says, well, what do you want me to do with that? And he says, I want you to wear it. And she wears it. And it's a subtle scene, but what I want to highlight here is he asked her to wear it. And so often in your job search, do you not ask for what you want? Well, James got her to wear the dress. In fact, there's the next, that'll bring me to the next point, which is really exciting about that scene, the next step in the scene. But what it comes down to is you got to ask. You know, it's amazing. So many people will call a company wanting to get some information, but the one thing they're missing, and I noticed this is the biggest weakness when it comes to calling employers, is that you don't ask for an interview. And the line is this: right now I'm about to give you a practical line that will make a huge difference in your life. The only difference is if you don't use it, it won't make a huge difference. So if you want it to make a huge difference, then nod your head right now up and down. Say, yes, I want this to make a huge difference. Good, I can hear you now. When you call up an employer, you say, the purpose of my call is to arrange a 10 or 15 minute meeting to discuss employment opportunities. Straight up, purpose of my call. That's the way to do it. That is how it works. So many of you will call, not ask for the interview, just hoping that they'll offer. And they often don't. And then what do? You give up, you don't make your calls, and then you never get what you're looking for. You may, but it might just take longer. Well, why wait 2 years if you can do it in 12 weeks or 10 weeks, you know, and it is possible. What I want to stress here is you got to ask for what you want. And here's a doozy. Salary negotiations. I knew an individual who I worked with, and he was in a position where he had to leave the country. And he told his boss, listen, I got to leave. I can't stay. Well, the boss said, well, what would it take to keep you? And he said, and he was totally exaggerating. He was like totally on another world when he said this. He said, well, you have to triple my salary, you know, because he was done. He says, get me out of here. I'm done. If you wouldn't believe it, the employer said yes to tripling his salary. I'm not kidding you, tripling the salary. It was astounding. And what he just learned that day and he shared with me, and now I'm sharing it with you, is that you got to ask. And when you ask, it's amazing. So there's nothing wrong with asking for a raise. In fact, employers tend to have a heightened level of respect for you when you do ask for a raise. So ask for a raise and you will see some wonderful results in your life. Good. So that's about asking. So far, what have we covered? We covered three subjects. We've covered getting into action. We've talked about, you know, showing your sense of humor and being yourself. And we've also talked about asking. Okay, you want to ask for what you want. Now, the fourth component I wanted to discuss relates to that scene with James and the woman in the washroom. It was actually an elegant, beautiful, you know, three sink, gorgeous in a big hotel washroom with walk-in glass and everything. It was just beautiful. So very sexy. That's all I got to say. So he walks in and he says, I want you to wear this. And she says, well, why do you want me to wear it? This is very interesting. You know, most people might make up some kind of story like, well, I want you to wear it because I think you'd look nice in it. Folks, you may or may not have learned this yet in your life, but people know, always know your intention, or whether you say it or not, the person listening knows automatically. So if James had said, well, I really want you to wear it because, you know, it's a nice dress. I'd love you to wear it. She would know that that's not the reason why he wanted her to wear it. In fact, what could possibly happen is that entire night might have been ruined because he didn't genuinely tell her why he wanted her to wear it. So when she asked him, why do you want me to wear this dress? It was astounding what James said. And I loved it so much. He goes, I want you to wear this dress because when I'm playing poker tonight, I want you to come to me, give me a kiss on the neck, and walk away with your back exposed. And I want the men to be looking at your back instead of thinking of their cards. How can you argue with that? Can you see how powerful it is when you come from a place of being completely honest? And in this case, what's most important about this scene is that she then could decide, listen, I'm not a piece of meat. I'm not a toy. Don't tell me what to do. Forget it. Great. And then she'd say no. But if she said yes, then he's got complete buy-in. She cannot not do it if she says yes. And when that happens, then she's more committed to it when she said yes. And that's a concept called getting to yes. If you ask someone to say, if you ask questions and have the person say yes, they're more likely to want to do it. So brilliant scene. Be honest with the people in your life. And so what I want you to be aware of is that be honest with employers. Tell them what you want. Tell them that you're looking for training. Tell them that you're looking for growth opportunities. Tell them why you think you should get a raise. Just be honest. Tell them what it is on your mind. And when you do that, you'll be amazed to see the results. And you'll get some dramatic increase in terms of speed of your career progression. And the great news about being honest, it's not just a career transition tool, meaning you going from one job to another, or if you're out of work or any kind of situation like that, but it's a career management tool on the job. This honesty technique, brilliant. James Bond style, can't believe it. We are coming close to an end in the show, and we've been talking about James Bond job search style, and it's hot. I hope you're enjoying it. We're about to go on a break, but before I go on break, I want to come up and address our brilliant fun drive that we're doing right now. That's right, CITR is doing its very first fun drive of all time. And the reason we're doing it is because we've been relying on other funds for the longest time. I think it's 25 years, and it's just not enough. In the past, we were able to do it because of equipment costs weren't the way they were now. And things are changing so much, the airwaves and the size of data and saving data, like podcasts, for example. You know, we have to save all this data on a server, and you get access to it free, which is amazing. And one of the things about the station is there's no commercial. So when you listen to these shows, you're getting full massive value at all times. So it's very, very exciting. And I wanted to kind of give you more reasons why you would want to donate to CITR. And benefits in donating. I mentioned this before, but CITR has been on the air for almost 25 years. And one of the major feedbacks we hear is why they love CITR so much is because there's no commercials. You know, we air music and programs not heard anywhere else in Greater Vancouver. They're unique to CITR. You know, CITR is also a place where students, amateurs, or anyone can express their creative ideas through the medium of radio. You know, if you've ever considered radio, listen to this. Come on down. You know, when I first came to this station, I couldn't believe it. They literally trained me on all this software. They trained me on how to develop a show. And here I am over a year later, 33 shows, still doing it and loving it. And you could do the same. So if you're interested in radio or entertainment or communication, and you're really passionate about a subject, come on down. And you could work and be trained, and it's brilliant. And the kind of service they do here, it just blows my mind. So it's just awesome. So when we talk about students and amateurs, that could be you. And, you know, every professional was once an amateur. And so the step to becoming a professional is starting off as an amateur, and this is where you can do it. You know, CITR also broadcasts online at www.citr.ca. We recently launched our podcast service, which you know about. CITR programming has gained praise from listeners and media observers across the Lower Mainland. You know, we have accomplished this with limited resources and funding, but we need listener support to continue our work. Help us stay on the air for another 25 years. To donate, call 604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242. We have two phone numbers because if you miss one is busy, then you could call back the other one, because we're getting a lot of calls, but we do need support, and we need your support. The numbers again are 604-822-8648 or 822-1242. If you wish, also, you can donate on our secured website at www.citr.ca/donate. We look forward to your support, and I do specifically. Thank you so much. More back with James Bond job search style after the break.
CITR podcast update number 1.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. With it.
En avant la musique. Votre émission éclectique de langue française sur les ondes de CITR 101,9 FM. Chansons d'expression française, jazz, musique du monde et musique actuelle pour les francophones et francophiles de la région de Vancouver. En avant la musique, l'émission francophone la plus branchée. En avant la musique, The Only Eclectic French Show on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.